AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials are trying to determine what caused the blast that knocked a Rhode Island beachgoer to the ground but left no obvious evidence of an explosive device. The director of Rhode Island's Department of Environmental Management, Larry Morajan, says the Salty Brine Beach was evacuated after a small blast knocked a woman out of her chair and into the sand.
What was reported to us by beach patrons and from first responders was that we believed there had been an explosion, a small explosion, subsurface that literally erupted out of the sand.
Salty Brine Beach is in Narragansett and was evacuated late this morning. Hillary Rodham Clinton has won the endorsement of the American Federation of Teachers. It's the first major labor union to make an endorsement in the 2016 presidential campaign. Business developer and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says his comments about immigration have become a movement and has pointed to violence perpetrated by immigrants in the U.S. illegally to defend his position. He spoke to a couple of thousand people gathered for the annual libertarian-led Freedom Fest inside a Planet Hollywood ballroom on the Las Vegas Strip. Meanwhile, he says the Arizona hotel, where he was scheduled to have an event and is due to speak, begged him to find a new location because too many people wanted to attend.
They said, we are going to be overrun with people in support, total support. They said thousands of people are calling. And they all want, and we can't handle it. It's a big hotel, a very big ballroom, and we can't handle it.
Police in Richmond, Virginia say two people were killed when they were hit by a train. It happened late last night. This is AP Radio News. Someone else's sex tape has proven to be costly for rapper 50 Cent.
A jury on Friday ordered the rapper and actor to pay $5 million to a woman who said 50 Cent acquired a sex tape she made with her boyfriend, added himself as a crude commentator, and posted it online without her permission. And the Manhattan jurors are set to continue deliberating next week on possible further punitive damages in Listonia Levinson's invasion of privacy lawsuit. Julie Walker, New York.
At Comic-Con in San Diego, it was Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice that was the main event today. Fans had camped out for days to see the first full trailer for the movie that's due out in March of next year. In baseball, three interleague games today. The Chicago White Sox are playing the Chicago Cubs. Washington is at Baltimore, San Diego at Texas. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.